Unit 12, page 110, reading, exercise 3.
Saving great discoveries. Many places discovered by explorers in past centuries are now in danger of disappearing, and many have already disappeared. Sadly, forests, lakes, glaciers, and ancient ruins are gradually being destroyed by global warming and man-made disasters. What can we do to save them? The Chacaltaya Glacier, 5,300 meters up in the Andes. Status: disappeared. The Chacaltaya Glacier in the Andes was once the highest ski resort in the world. The summit was in fact higher than the base camp at Mount Everest. The glacier, which is believed to be 18,000 years old, was 0.22 square kilometers in length in 1940. It shrank to 0.08 square kilometers in 1996 before finally disappearing completely in 2005. So why did it disappear? The answer is climate change. Scientists predicted that it would disappear in 2015. In fact, it melted a lot more quickly. Climate change is destroying other glaciers too. In Iceland, it is believed scientists have found a solution. They inject carbon dioxide into rock. The carbon dioxide gas then turns to rock too. This helps to stop temperatures from rising and the ice from melting. The Mirador Basin and Tikal National Park, forest home to Mayan ruins in Guatemala. Status: losing 400 square kilometers of forest a year. The Mirador Basin and Tikal National Park in Guatemala are home to the amazing pyramids and ruins of the Mayan civilization. In 1881, the explorer Sir Alfred Maudsley took the first photos of the ancient Mayan city. Nowadays, the area is said to be losing 400 square kilometers of forest a year. It's being burnt for farms. One solution to this is to ask villagers to help protect the land. The Nazca Lines, ancient chalk drawings in Peru. Status: in danger of disappearing. Peruvian archaeologist Toribio Mejia Hespe was the first to study the Nazca Lines. He discovered them while he was exploring the area in 1927. These ancient chalk drawings show more than 100 different figures, including flowers, animals, and humans, and are the oldest of their kind in the world. The largest figures stretch more than 200 meters across. It is believed that they date back to a time between 500 BCE and 500 CE. In recent years, however, tourism has brought litter and vandalism. To help protect the Nazca lines, barriers could be built on the road that runs through them. This would protect the drawings from cars and trucks, which sometimes drive onto them. The Dead Sea, a saltwater lake in Jordan. Status: 24 meters shallower than 40 years ago. The Dead Sea Scrolls are very important pieces of writing discovered in the area around the Dead Sea. Sadly, the Dead Sea has decreased in size by a third in the past 40 to 45 years, and it is known to have sunk over 24 meters since the 1980s. If countries around the sea continue to use water from the Jordan River, it is thought that the sea will not exist in 50 years' time. Action must be taken now to change the way people use the water from the Jordan River so that we can save this beautiful salt lake.